to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Every part of a balanced life requires some study, some reading, some education to excel and to live with excellence. This is a show for people who are like me. They just want more out of life. They want to drive a Ferrari. They want to be able to travel. They want to be able to romance their spouse. It's also for people who are midlife. They're 40. They're going 2 times 40 is 80. Man, I'm halfway there. I'm not in the financial position that I want to be in. They're listening to this show because they're willing to do something about it. And I bring you guests on a regular basis, but the one thing that they've all got in common, because I've been trying to word this correctly, and I hope I do a good job here, that are not only part of my team, they're building a second stream of income themselves. They're not just, you know, I'm gonna introduce you to Donnie Gothard of Verity Mortgage. And I think about people who have mortgage brokers who don't own any rental property. To me, that's ludicrous, because sooner or later, they're going to say something or do something dumb because they don't understand the game. Not so with Donnie, because he knows exactly what he's doing. He does it for himself, and he's helping other people do it. The other neat thing about him, and really Verity Mortgage in general, is their focus is on helping their clients build wealth with these loans. They don't, you know, if you walk in there with a dumb deal, they're going to stop you. You know, it's somebody you want on your team. So please welcome Donnie to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your portfolio and what you've done. And I know that's extensive, but pick maybe 2 or 3 deals and describe them.
Not a problem, Steve. Here in the last 6 to 8 months, I've accumulated probably 3 or 4 rentals, but I've touched probably 14 houses in the last 3 to 6 months, 6 to 8 months, somewhere like that, probably if not more. Three in particular I can pick out is these three are all in Sealy. I've got a property at 305 Hardeman, which basically is a house built in 1899. It's 3-bedroom, 2-bath, but it's also got 3 accessory apartments out back. They're 3 efficiencies. And the 3 efficiencies are bringing in $2,150 a month.
Wow.
And then the house I'm actually renting to my company, and it's now my new office. So in all, after all bills paid, I'm bringing in approximately about $950 a month on that property total.
That's your cash flow.
That's cash flow.
And you've got the front house for your office for free.
Exactly, after all bills paid.
That is the ultimate house hack.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This house had been on the market for quite a while. They couldn't sell it because no one wanted to be a landlord.
Yeah.
And I'm over here raising my hand, bring it to me, bring it to me. And so they made me a really good offer. And I've got no problem telling about the numbers. Cost me $400K. Didn't need any work other than stuff that I wanted to do. And it appraised for $565.
The day you bought it. And you got it for what?
$400 even.
So you picked up $160,000, $65,000 equity in one day?
In one day.
Okay. I think my best single family would have to have been my beach house, but we won't count that one. My best investment home, I bet the highest I ever picked up was 50 or 80.
Yep.
That is a phenomenal deal.
Well, I'll bring that to our next class.
Next time I speak
with a few properties that you want me to show, I'll bring that one specifically.
Perfect. Because I'm noticing that people are buying homes and building a small second home in the back for the mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been every time. When I first heard of that, I was like, oh, don't do that. It doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. But with America aging, it's becoming, I think it's a wave. I think there's going to be hundreds of thousands of them across the United States.
I believe so. Believe so.
Because I'm paying, I paid, unfortunately my mother passed away, but it was $6,500 a month to keep her in memory care. That's a lot more than having somebody on your own lot that you can take care of yourself, living right across. Now, she did get to a point where I had to do that because I couldn't take care of her anymore. But I think that's a major trend. So house hacking, while I never liked the idea of buying a four-bedroom and renting out three bedrooms, I love the idea of buying a duplex, living in one side, renting out the other, and living for almost free, or what you just described. That's the ultimate house hack.
Yeah, big time.
As you look towards the end of the year, we both agree that, you know, the foreclosures, they're going to have to take the moratorium off of those, and the foreclosures are going to hit. Do you see yourself picking up a lot of properties?
Oh, yes, by all means, and we're seeing out in the rural areas a lot of those houses starting to slowly pop up. But, yeah, I feel there's going to be a pretty large quantity coming our way.
Yeah, and the wise thing is, if I were 3 months behind on my payment, I'd put my property up for sale now.
Now. Exactly.
I wouldn't wait till the foreclosures start back up.
Because then it goes to a buyer's market and you're going to lose some of that value.
Yeah, no doubt. Because we've only got, I think it's 1 million homes in the U.S. listed right now. And that's only a 2-month supply. So we need 3 million homes listed. Well, there's 3.2 million homes 30 days or more behind. If just half of those, 60, 70% of them come on the market, boom, we're going to be back to a balanced or buyer's market.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the type of – let's talk about the deal you told me. I thought I wanted to avoid this because I don't want to put pressure on you to do this for everybody.
Yes.
But you had a client who was fearful.
Yes.
And you helped him overcome that fear. What'd you do?
So this particular client had come in multiple times to update his pre-approval, and – he basically just was scared to pull that trigger, you know, to get started. And I just flat out asked him, he said, what will it take to get you started? And he goes, I really don't know, but I'll take any advice you can get. And I said, okay. I said, I'll call you back. So about a week after that, I had found a house. I'd already got the rehab bid. I'd already had the appraiser look at the value. And I went to the guy and said, okay, here's what I have. I've already got all the numbers in place. I've already got all the players in place. We're going to buy this one. You're going to buy this one for you, and I'm going to keep an eye on it and help you with it. And he was like, okay.
Yeah,
and
still scared to death, but he did it.
Still scared to death, but he pulled the trigger.
Yep.
And we watched it as it progressed, and before you know it, he's making $400 a month positive cash flow after the refi happened.
Yeah. He won't be as scared next time, that's for
no,
sure.
No, not at all.
Okay, we got to go to break. We'll talk more after the break. If you want to find Donnie online, it's veritymortgage.com, veritymortgage.com. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening. The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Donnie Gothard of VerityMortgage.com. He can help you with any investment-style property. We do have a caller. Let me open the phone lines. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go up to Conroe now and talk to B. B, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Fine. I want to ask Donnie a question. Certainly. Honey, on that property that you said you bought for $400,000, what a house, and how many units in the back?
Three efficiency units, yes, ma'am.
And you take home cash flow after all expenses, and you put aside money for the taxes for the end of the year, right? And the insurance, you put that aside, right?
No, I escrow for everything. I don't ever pay that by myself at the end of the year.
But that cash flow includes
after taxes and insurance, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's about right what you're renting the house, because I had units like that in the Heights area with garage apartments. Now, taking that into mind, how much you can make selling, let's say you're buying it for you, just for your building your own wealth for when you get to be 60 and 70. Now, yes, you can turn around and sell that property and make that cushion off of the property at that fee. But what I have noticed is that when you have to pay the gains and the taxes, depending on what bracket you are, and then you have the worries about what do I do with this money to invest it in a stock market that is so fickled right now. I found over the years in the Heights area that I could just stay the course and let the renters had paid off all my properties. No money came out of my pocket.
I love
and
it.
And now
you did the right thing.
Yeah, I stayed the course. Because he made $900, and I, on one house, one garage apartment, I made close to $2,800. Now,
it's paid off.
Yes. And when I take out for the $9,000 in the property taxes and $2,200 for the insurance, I end up with a profit of about $1,200 a month. But then out of that, because I'm disciplined and I know how fickle rentals are, I went ahead and I put aside a percentage to build up $5,000 to $10,000 in each of my accounts. It's built up. Anything happens, I am in there, because that property has a built up already over the years of $10,000. So if the washer went down or the stove went down, I don't have to worry about that. It's built up there. But many people that you all have not addressed go out and buy these properties, and you all don't tell them, hey, this property is going to bring this in and that in. But when the time comes, like in the Heights, the market drops because of all the overbuilding of these beautiful apartments that have this and that. You're having to compete now with the apartments that they're leasing at $1,200, $1,500, and $1,800. You can't compete more on that. So you end up saying, oh, my God, look at my mortgage notes, and I did this. Now I can't make it. You know, how do you deal with those situations?
Well, the clients that are going to the apartments are not the clients that are renting single-family homes. I'm not sure how that affects you as a single-family owner. In other words, I've never had an apartment complex built near one of my rent houses, and then all of a sudden I lost my renter to the apartment complex.
Oh, you saw what's happening in the Heights, because you're a 281 number, right?
Well, I've owned property all over the city.
Now, that's another thing, too. If I'm going to invest into six apartments, I forgot how you call that, those duplex and all that.
Okay.
I have to be careful. Number one, location, location, and location. Where is this apartment they're going to be? Who is going to be my average renter?
Well, B, I got to tell you, I don't agree with the location, 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 because I can go into any neighborhood, and if I do the right deal, I can make a lot of money. But I don't want to discount how successful you've been with your strategy. I think you're kicking butt and doing very, very well. I love what you've done, B. It's a little bit different than what we do, but you're rocking. I mean, that's incredible.
But see, a lot of people don't think, when they see this money coming in, they don't think, build up your cushion to cover each of your properties that you're having for a situation. And then what I do, at the end of the year, I say, okay, this property still has the $10,000. Yeah, this one has $6,000. This one has $10,000. But after all taxes and everything, whatever is left over in profit, I take that cushion. I don't run out and buy a new car. I take all that money and I put it into defense stocks and I put it into mutual funds. That's where I put all those profits. But y'all don't talk about those things. People think, oh, sell. You know how much one of my houses, I bought it for, I bought it at $16,000.
Wow.
And they just went up $40,000 in taxes. So I'm looking at how close they're wanting to dip into my profit. But when I look at, I can sell that property at $525,000.
Right.
Yes. At my age, 77, I could do it and sell it. But do you think I want to take those bad?
No, I agree with you. Keep the cash flow.
That's what I was wondering. Because listening to Donnie, he was saying, and you were saying, oh, you made $165,000. Where people were telling me when I was making money, when it escalated from 16,000 to 270. Oh, cash in.
No, those people don't understand cash flow.
That's it. Okay, that's the problem, is that sometimes you don't go in to the common sense of thinking before you jump feet first without looking at the whole scenario. What if you lost the job and something happened? An air condition can be $12,000 right off the bat.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I love everything you're doing. The only difference is I would never put money in the stock market or mutual funds. I would buy more real estate. But that's awesome.
But when you go for more real estate, in real estate, it's like 50-50. How good are the renters going to be? Because that they can eat up your profit with a lot of repairs.
Can tell from your personality, you don't have trouble with renters, do you?
Hell no. You better believe it. You think you're going to owe me rent? I have a special old car. I will block your car. And the only way you're going to work, and I've done it, you are coming in my car going to the bank. No, they don't mess with me. And my properties are kept up. But that's the common sense that people don't think of. It is you live on a budget. Don't go spending that money because you're making it real estate. You're going to get to be 70, and what the hell are you going to live on? You think you're going to want to go out there and start managing all those homes at 70? And you better have some good, a good plumber that you trust, a good electrician,
a good team,
and a good carpenter. Those are the three you need, and a roofer. Other than that, you don't need anything.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. This is one of my favorite phone calls from 20 years of being on the air. Too funny.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and thank you. But sometimes let them think it out. Push them to the point. How much common sense are you going to have? And here you're calling to want to invest, but let's go a little bit more.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
it. And Donnie, thank you so much, because when you said $400,000 and then you said, oh, you made $165,000, I started to laugh. I said, I wouldn't want to be Donnie's wife. He lives too much on the edge.
All right, Bea, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's hilarious. Someone who understands the cash flow. Like B, everyone needs to think about what she said. Everybody eventually turns 60, turns 70, if you're lucky, turns 80. And you don't want to be busting your butt. You don't want to have to continue to work. I think it's 95% of Americans have to continue to work past 65, 95%. So it's a reality. Because she built that cash flow, but she's still sharp as a tack. You know, at her age, it appeared she was still managing the properties herself. But I'm all passive now. Someone else runs all of my real estate. And you'll eventually reach that point, too, judging from what you're doing, Donnie. Okay, we're going to break in just a second. If you've got a question or a comment, give us a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a loan that Donnie does to help people buy and rehab rental properties or flips. Now wait a second.
No, rentals.
Just rentals.
Just rentals.
Just rentals. Okay, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Donnie Gothard, who can be found at VerityMortgage.com. VerityMortgage.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Donnie Gothard of Verity Mortgage. You can find him online at veritymortgage.com. Donnie, if you would, describe a sample deal where a person comes in, they've got a purchase price and rehab under 70% of mm-hmm. the ARV. What can you do for a person like that?
So what we do is we're a mortgage banker. So we're the actual lender. It's our funds. So we actually have a private money slash hard money, whatever you want to call it. Everybody's got different terminology for it, where we can loan you 100% financing on the front end. Now, that's not 100% of 75% ARV like you typically hear. It's 100% total financing, 100% sales price, rehab, and closing costs, with the exception of the appraisal. That's the only thing you pay out of pocket. So we loan you 100% of that. And then once the rehab gets completed, we refinance that into your permanent loan at the 75% of after repaired value per the government guidelines.
Gotcha.
So that limits the out-of-pocket because you're not having to pay the higher points and stuff at the purchase side, and then also, you know, points and stuff at the back end. It's just a two-loan process, almost like a very streamlined loan to make it fast in, out, onto the next property. Something that we do that no one else does is we'll actually give you 50% of your rehab bid up front to start the rehab.
Now, this is important for everybody who's listening, because most banks, you have to put your out-of-pocket and a third or half of the rehab to the contractor to get them started. Mm-hmm. With Verity, they'll take care of that for
yes.
you. Yes. That is, I think you're the only person I know
far
that does
as I
that.
Know, yes.
Yeah.
Far as I
so
know.
So that is a powerful tool that leverages you to get back out focused on getting your next piece of real estate into your portfolio. The deal you described earlier where you helped that scared guy, mm-hmm. wasn't that only like $4,000 out of
it
pocket?
It was about $3,900 out of pocket total for both processes. Total.
That's incredible. And how much is he making a month? 400?
Right at 400, yes.
So that's 4,800 a year on 4,000 invested. That's 120 or 140% rate of return.
Yep. He's got all his money back in 10 months.
Jeez. And what I want the listeners to think about is what rate of return are you getting on your money? Are you, you know, if you're in the stock market, the average for the stock market the last 75 years is 7%. I know people have gotten lucky under Trump, but that's what it is. It's luck. You know, you can't rely on that. And what if 2008 occurs the year you turn 65? Mm-hmm. You're screwed. So please, your family can
and should get rates of return like this, but you got to do a little more than just hand your money over to the stock market, mm-hmm. which is speculation, not investing. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're also welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And remember, if you are shy, you feel like you got a dumb question, call in anyway. Yeah, Donnie's shaking his head because there's no dumb question. Use a fake name or email me and put anonymous in the subject line. We will not use your name, but let's get that question answered. How many of you could afford to buy a house for $4,000 down? Just about everybody. Mm-hmm. And get 100%+ rate of return on your money. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Now, what other type of loans do you do? Do you do owner-occupied,
yes,
too?
Yes, we do owner-occupied, you know, FHA, VA, conventional USDA. I mean, the HEROES loan for the teachers, then you've got the doctor's programs that we do. I mean, we do it all.
Now, these people
just
who
no
are,
land loans.
No raw land.
Yeah.
Only income-producing assets, yeah, or personal residences.
Exactly.
I want a house hack. I find a fourplex, mm-hmm. that is $100,000 under market. I can buy it for $400,000. It's worth $500,000. That includes the rehab. In your loan, I could get that 100% financing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Let's take a different scenario. It's a fourplex, almost full price. It's got a good little discount, but it's in perfect shape. There's no rehab needed.
Okay.
What's the minimum down payment that I can move into that house as an owner-occupant?
Minimum down payment on a four-unit property, three-unit property, and duplex.
Okay.
Anything that's a multi-unit up to a four is 25% down.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you could get the 3% down as long as you were moving into
one.
Well, now,
if you're moving into it, yes.
Yeah,
if you're
we're house hacking.
It, yes. They're,
you're moving into,
yes,
one of them.
You are correct. If,
okay,
you're moving into it, yes, you can do a 3% down conventional. You can even do a 3.5% down FHA.
Man, that is free.
Yeah.
That's like a free house.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Incredible.
But let me throw something else out there at you. This house that I bought for $400,000, I used hard money on it because I had the gap. I didn't put a down payment. I used hard money to purchase,
okay,
it and then refinanced it into my permanent financing.
And the only work you did was just the upgrades you wanted.
Just the little bit things that I wanted. Like,
gotcha,
you know, we redid the back porch. We added a door to one of the apartments downstairs to go to the backyard. Just little bit things that didn't have to be done. The house was 100% functional and in great shape.
But, and it was built 1800s?
It was built in 1899. They started building in 1899 and finished in 1902.
Why so long? Did houses used to take that long?
I guess. I have no,
man,
clue. But have you ever heard of Sealy Mattresses?
Yes.
Okay, that's where Sealy Mattresses originated from, was Sealy, Texas.
Didn't know that.
I bought the family's house.
Wow.
It's a historical house.
Wow, I bet it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Because
those houses back then with the gingerbread and all that are just spectacular.
It's a gorgeous piece of property.
Spectacular. Mm-hmm. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Nathaniel wants to know if he should ever rehab a house with tenants in place. Let's hear your opinion.
My opinion is no.
Yeah.
I specifically don't like doing that because you have to work around the tenants. Now, I mean, I'm not saying it can't
be done. It adds cost.
Yeah. I'm not saying it can't be done, but when those guys are there working, if there's anything that has to be moved, they have to move it, and they're going to work that into their bid, mm-hmm, 9 times out of 10. But a lot of times it's just hard to work around somebody's stuff and them if they're there. So I prefer not to. You know, repairs are one thing, but a rehab, no. I would never do it, personally.
Nathaniel, I'll agree 100% with that, depending on the scope of the rehab. If you're just repainting, that's fine. Donnie agrees. But if it's a true rehab
where you're replacing floor, maybe replacing a countertop. I don't think you should ever do that with tenants in place. Now, I'm going to tell you something I did after Ike. I moved a tenant into a apartment. I happen to own the apartment complex, so that helped.
Cheater.
That was cheating. But I still charged myself for it. It's hard to explain, but bottom line, I did charge myself for it and rehab the house because it was it tore the one quarter of the roof off. I'd either move them out, move them to another unit, or tell them, look, I'll give you a discounted rent. Let's just stay as is. Or can you move into your mom's house for a while? Something like that so that you can get in and out. The other problem I have with doing rehab with tenants in is they call me and they want other stuff done. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no. It just creates conflict that you don't want, Nathaniel. All right. Thanks for the email. I think we basically said no.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Lease renewal or new contract? My opinion, always do use a new contract. What do you do?
Yep. Same thing.
Yeah. I don't use lease renewals.
No.
So a Healy, I know it takes an extra 20 minutes, 30 minutes to fill out a new lease, but I would just start a brand new lease, get it signed, get it initialed, and start from scratch every time.
Now, you also learn more about your tenant at that point, too. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the other thing. Great point, Donnie. Go to their house to fill out the lease and do an inspection while you're there.
Definitely.
Okay, next question is from Parker. By the way, the phone lines are open. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This is a pretty blunt question. How much is the mentorship program? Our program, which is normally $2,000, is on sale for $500 this month due to COVID, our good buddy COVID. But, Parker, you've got to watch our sample class first because you need to know exactly what we're doing. If you know what we're doing, you can enroll online. But 99% of the people need to come in, see what we're doing, see the office, meet the staff, so you feel comfortable. Go to gettotalwealth.com. You'll see a yellow button that says free sample class. Click that button and you can reserve a seat there. But it's on sale this month for $500, used to be $2,000. Okay, phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. So in the far future, Donnie, where do you see yourself as an investor? Do you see yourself in apartment complexes, self-storage? What? Because you eventually want to go passive.
Yeah, and Steve kind of baited me into that because he knows we've been talking about it. So, yeah, down the road, we will definitely be in the multifamily. And it's probably nearer down the road than it is far down the road. I'm going to try my hand at building two houses,
okay,
which is way out there. Just because I want to attempt it. I've got two lots in Sealy. But we'll see. But, yeah, apartments are definitely in my future.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Going completely passive was the best thing I ever did. But it still keeps you busy at certain levels. We'll talk about that a little bit if we have time when we come back from the break. 281-558-5738 is the phone number. If you've got a question, a fear, a worry, or you need to know about his loan program, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember, you can always find us online at GetTotalWealth.com. Please don't email me to reserve you a seat.
I can't do that. You've got to, you know, you got to put name, phone number, email, and reserve either live or online. So I appreciate the emails, but please go to gettotalwealth.com, click that yellow button, and reserve a seat there. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for Donnie or myself, please pick up that phone right now and give us a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to West Houston and talk to Gene. Gene, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Doing fine. You may have talked about this subject. I don't always get to listen, but there seems to be a problem with some landlords who are having to collect their rent because of COVID. And they can't collect it, or the people aren't willing to pay.
Yeah.
And when they go to the courthouse, sometimes the courts won't hear it, or they're closed.
Yeah, there's a lot of judges that won't hear. But the thing that people don't understand, Gene, is you have to have proof that you lost your job due to COVID. In other words, I had a few tenants who said, oh, I lost my job to COVID. I go, okay, you need to get a letter proving that from the U.S. government. They couldn't produce it, so I was able to go ahead and evict them.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but in this case, like some of them just go, I'm not paying my rent. So
no, you can still evict them.
Huh?
You can still evict them.
Well, the court won't hear it, so it's kind of like...
No, on those they will. Yeah, I didn't have any problems. In fact, you're going to be surprised by this, I bet. Did you know that my collections in my apartment complexes went up in 2020? And the reason was all of this government stimulus, all those stimulus checks, my tenants have more money now than they had in 19.
So you got more of your rent paid.
You got it. But single family is a little different. I saw about a 7% decrease in collections.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering, if the court's closed, some of them are, you're kind of stuck there trying to...
Well, luckily for me, my tenants moved out. I didn't end up going to court.
Okay.
But I did file the 3-day eviction, and they moved out.
Okay, when they move out, can you go after them for the cumulative amount? Say if they owed you 2 months' rent, 4 months'
rent? Yeah, you could, but I never let them get that far behind. Rent is due on the 1st, late on the 2nd. I begin eviction on the 4th.
Okay, all righty. Thank you. That'll
you bet, Gene. Thank you so much for the question.
Bye.
Yeah, we really should talk about this, because if you're a bad property manager, and you have taken shortcuts and put bad tenants in, allowed bad tenants into your property, yeah, those people saw 20-30% drops in their collections, Gene. But if you're a good property manager and you ran credit and criminal, you talked to the present landlord and the previous landlord, and you confirmed income and likelihood of continued employment, you beat people to death when you lease to them. Then once they're moved in, I call it the bear and the bunny rabbit. You want to be a bear when you lease, but once they move in, you become the bunny rabbit. And the bunny rabbit takes care of their tenant because they don't want them to move out. It's all about tenant retention.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've screened somebody and you know you've got a good tenant, you want to take care of them. And Gene, that's why, again, among the members that I've surveyed, no one lost more than 7% of their revenue in single family, and most people in apartments saw an increase in revenue in 2020. So don't worry about it too much, Gene. Just make sure that you screen the daylights out of your tenant before they move in. Remember this rule: tenants don't turn bad. They're bad before they move in. It's our job as the owner to find that out before they get handed the keys. Okay, phone lines are open. Just a couple more minutes. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Donnie, would you like to give out your email?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Email address is donald.gothard, and Gothard is spelled G-O-T as in Tom, H-A-R-D as in dog, at Verity, and Verity is spelled V as in victory, E-R-I-T-Y, mortgage, M-O-R-T-G-A-G-E.com.
And his website is Verity Mortgage, obviously, .com, Verity mm-hmm. Mortgage. And I want to commend you on the website where it's find a branch, you know, I mean, it's really, really cool as I sit here watch it scrolling by, where you can even fill out an application, mm-hmm. get that started right yep. at the website. So check that out.
And you can even call me, and I can actually text you the phone app with our smartphones, and you actually do the entire app on your smartphone.
Remind me to give out your phone number after we take Cheryl yep. from West Houston. Cheryl, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Hi. I have a question about buying multiple properties. Mm-hmm. We have a rental that's paid off completely, but the house we're living in now is mortgaged. Should we take a loan out on the paid-off house and get another one, or wait a while because of all the situation going on?
You don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. You're allowed – I'm going to let Donnie explain this too, but you're allowed 10 Fannie Mae loans, one for your personal residence and 9 rent properties. If you say, Cheryl, well, I want to go to 15 houses, then you move to portfolio loans. In other words, there's no limit to the number of loans you can have, Cheryl, but you do have to be a competent, educated property manager and be running your properties correctly, or they're not going to give you the loan for the next house. What do you want to add, Donnie?
So, yeah, no, you can actually qualify without having to do anything with the other two properties, unless you need the cash, and that's a whole different story. If you're low on reserves, then yeah, that would make a little bit of sense. But otherwise, no, because we can use the rent comp schedule from the appraisal to offset the payment on that new purchase. So no, you don't have to worry about either selling or getting the cash out if you don't need to. And that's just about us just taking a look at what you've got, looking at your file, getting you pre-approved. It doesn't cost you anything, doesn't negatively affect you at all. And we can tell you what you can and can't do.
Does okay. that help, Cheryl?
Yes.
You sound like you still have another question.
Well, the reason why I ask is because I'm just used to the traditional loans where it's backed by your job income and all that. And mm-hmm. the rental yeah. house we have, we've only had one tenant. And so we don't have much history to present to anybody. And we still need to...
Yeah, that's fine, Cheryl.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, go for it, Cheryl. I know you're feeling a little tentative, but go for it.
The loan is more based on the rental or possible sell.
Yeah, Cheryl, think of it this way. When you're buying a personal residence, that's a liability. That comes out of your pocket. When you're buying a rent property, that is an asset. So you move to asset lending. And that comes out of somebody else's pocket. So, Cheryl, you are a business person now. And a lot of people don't think that. They're like, oh, I just have one little rent house. That's a business, Cheryl. You have taken a step, a big step, towards financial independence by becoming that business person.
Oh.
Yeah, so just give me a call. I'll walk you through the steps. I mean... the worst thing it is, I give you advice on what direction to go.
And do you guys ever have anything outside of working hours?
Well, yeah. I mean, my phone's on 24/7. That's one of the things that everybody commends me about, is that I'm not scared to answer my phone at 7 o'clock at night.
And our classes are always Thursday evening, yeah. or we're all evening classes or Saturday. So.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions, Cheryl?
Not today.
All right, Cheryl, I really appreciate the phone call. That's really a good question because so many people are in that situation and they've got the same question but didn't have the courage to call. So I appreciate you calling. You take care. Okay, we are at the end of the show. Let's get your phone number out there right now, Donnie.
Okay, you can call me at the office at 832-975-1800, or you can text me at my cell number, 832-489-1011.
Okay, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show with my special guest, Donnie Gothard of VerityMortgage.com. VerityMortgage.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.